Hey, and we gotta keep it going, gotta keep it flowing. Count one, two, three, my I E A B C. Ugh. I still don't know how to rap. It's I don't know why I keep on doing that to myself, man. Oh well. What's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy Shiny Sean coming back to you again on another Monday. I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week without. We're going to just hop into the hot topic section. So first thing, hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Hope Black Friday was good. Hope your weekend was good. Hope you ate good. Hope you slept good. Hope everything was out good. You feel me? Next hot topic. As you heard the instrumental for, you know, a hot second, King Richard. Was a very good movie. Will Smith. Thank you. Was really a great movie. Highly, extremely. I'm not recommending. Go watch it. just please go watch it. When you got free time, go to the movie theater. Or, you know, if you got, you know, stuff, you know, I ain't about to, you know, make a Fedor out there. You know, if you got stuff, you know, watch the movie, you know, do what you got to do and, you know, watch the movie. You know what I mean? So, definitely good. Definitely recommend. And lastly, everybody, all the students, especially CSU, everybody at college, you know, SAR coming to the end of this semester, the fall of 2021. So I ask everyone to please finish strong. Do what you got to do to get the job done. Do well. Praying that everyone do well in their finals. And that's pretty much it, man. You know, do your best. That's all I ask for. A for effort. Yay. All right, y'all. We're going to commit to the main topic. And so, disappointment. Disappointment is pain. It is prediction. And it is promise. So, let's start off with the definition. Disappointment. Disappointment is saddened or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment of one's hope or expectations. So, let's hop in. Everybody, we as a show of hands, even though I can't see your hand, so please raise your hand. I'm going to raise up my hand. You're going to hear it. I'm going to raise up my hand. How many people has been disappointed before in their lifetime? Hopefully y'all heard that, but that's my hand going up. And your hand should be going up too. Wait. One more time. All right, there we go. Everybody has been disappointed before, and if you haven't, must be nice. Everybody has. So disappointment, it doesn't feel good. It's not supposed to feel good. It actually hurts. It sucks because, you know, why are we getting disappointed? And who are we getting disappointed by? You know, for most people, we are really getting disappointed by the people that are close to us. You know, a family member. Your partner, your friends, you know, we're because we don't really care if we get disappointed. I mean, I don't even think it'll be disappointment if we, you know, get disappointed by, you know, employee or, you know, someone that we really don't care about. You know, we're not going to feel any type of way. But if we get disappointed, it's obviously for people who we really care about. You know, or shoot, we can go in. Yeah, I guess in the work field, you know, people, you know, get disappointed by their, you know, coworkers. Sports, dang, I'm disappointed in my teammate. He didn't put in the effort like he always do, and he really was just not feeling it today, and we lost the game, you know. So two things, you know, we can stay in that hurt by the disappointment that were caused by others, or we can use that hurt and that pain to motivate us to move forward. And so when we use that pain and the hurt to push us forward, it comes into the next point of prediction. And so the prediction is the reason, one of the reasons why we get disappointed is by setting high expectations on people. And, you know, and who do we set these high expectations on? Definitely the people that we get disappointed by, you know, family members. You know, we feel like, you know, our parents, you know, They're supposed to do X, Y, and Z for us. They're supposed to go off and beyond for us because they are our parents. But when they don't reach them, we become hurt. We become disappointed. We become upset. We become angry at them. And we become very, you know, conflict with them. Like, you're supposed to do this for me. You're supposed to do this for me. Why aren't you doing this for me? Why aren't you being like this? Why aren't you spending time with me? Why aren't you providing my needs? And so when we change the expectation on people, we'll be less disappointed, because when your parent, or I mean, I can just stay on parent, and when you change your expectation on a person and you know that they won't do a certain thing for you, or they'll, you know, do this to hurt you, when you expect them to do that, you'll be less disappointed because you already expect that from them. You already expected them to act that way. You already expected them to use those words. And so you will become less hurt. Now, one thing that I see a lot, and this disappointment is more focused on us, you know, us disappointing ourselves, right? And so instead of changing our expectations for ourselves of, you know, not being so hard on ourselves, we downgrade our desires to fill our disappointment. That quote from Christopher Foster. Thank you, Mr. Foster. No, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to downgrade your desire. I don't want you ever to downgrade your purpose. You know, when our purpose and our goals and our journey, we're going to have our ups. We're going to have our ups. We're going to have our downs. We're not going to always win all the time. We will lose. We will fail. We will sometimes not reach the things that we are supposed to reach at that time period. Sometimes we're not supposed to reach that point. And so instead of us, you know, being in the mentality of, okay, I didn't hit it. All right, you know, all right, let's go back to the drawing board. Let's switch that up and let's try this again. Instead of that, we're so hard on ourselves. We are extremely hard on ourselves, and we let the disappointment cause us to, okay, if I keep on failing, if I'm not reaching it, then maybe let's just do something different. Let's downgrade our desire, because obviously that desire is too high. No. You being hard on yourself is too high. You downing yourself is too high. So never downgrade your desire. Just change your expectations. And so when we change our expectations, not only on ourselves, not only on our family members, our partners, our peers, etc., I promise you will feel better. You will be stress-free. You will be at ease. You will be peace. But it all is up to you on when you change the expectations. I'll give you a couple examples. In the story of Jobs. Jobs lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his animals. He lost his barn. Literally, this man literally had nothing. And he could have fallen into disappointment. He could have. But because he knew what God what God had in store for him, because he knew that God was going to take care of him out of everything. He used the pain and hurt to call out on God, and God said, "I'll give you double for your trouble." He wasn't disappointed. He just tapped into his faith and kept moving forward. Since I talked about the movie, let's talk about it. King Richard. Mr. Richard. Richard Williams. Didn't know nothing about this man until I watched that movie. You know how many people disappointed him? You know how many no's he heard? But he never downgraded his desire. He never downgraded his goals. He always kept moving forward. And, you know, from the film, his biggest desire, his biggest goal was to make his daughters successful. So he's going to do whatever he has to do. He's going to do whatever in his power and in his will and in everything that he can to make his daughter successful. Did he have to change his expectations? Absolutely on people. So he wouldn't be disappointed all the time. He's just like, okay, you disappointed me. Okay, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to go right back to work. I'm going to keep on working on my daughters. I'm going to keep on helping them to be the best that they can be. And the result of that, Serena, Venus, the Williams, they're successful. Venus and Serena are the GOATs, one of the greatest of all time in tennis. One of the best tennis players ever to step foot on earth. All because the pops, Mr. Williams, just kept on moving forward. And didn't let disappointment stop him. He didn't let disappointment, you know, kept him down. You can't bring me down. Other people that disappoint me can't bring me down. So I'm going to change my expectations so I can feel less disappointment about you. So I can order for me to keep moving forward. I'll give you one more example. Jesus. This man got stabbed in the back by his brother. I mean, who he would call brother. But his disciple, Judas, he betrayed him. He called people to arrest Jesus. And the result of that, Jesus died on the cross. Yo, his own disciple, his own, well, who I call brother, who sat on the table with me and was eating with me, and I broke bread. I taught you. I gave you the word. And yet you stabbed your back. You stabbed me in the back. You betrayed me. But if we saw in the story, Jesus wasn't disappointed. Jesus expected him to do that. And the crazy part, he still loved him. That's different. How can I love a person who just did me wrong like that? He still loved him, and he expected that from him, so he wasn't disappointed. He knew that that was going to happen. He knew what to expect him as a person, as a human being, on what, how he talks and how he acts. And so the result of that is Jesus died for our sins, and we were born again. So that's just deep right there. That's just deep. No matter, you know, what people do to disappoint you, to hurt you, we have to keep moving forward. We have to not let people get to us. So when we set these expectations for people and we know who people are, you know, when they do something that we already expect from them, we will be less hurt. But, you know, that's life. We're human, y'all. It's okay, you know. It's okay to be, you know, or be disappointed. But as long as we learn from it and move forward from it, we can be and do better. But that's it, y'all. We going to hop into the call-in section and let's commence. And then we have our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Lo. I'm from Columbus.
Hey, Minty. Welcome to the show, man. First time being on here. I'm glad you on here. But question for today, there really is no question, man. Just want to see, how was your Thanksgiving?
And my Thanksgiving, it was good. It was good to go back, see my grandma, see the family again.
Facts.
Get a break from college life.
Yes, sir. You know, we got to finish strong with these finals, and then we finally get to go right back home. So that's going to be smooth. But thank you for calling in. And since you the first caller, man, you the lucky caller of the day. So tell the people where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on Instagram at King's Verdict with a K. King_verdict with a K.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, my boy, as always.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
And then we have our next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hi, my name is Shershay Corn Garrett, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, sir. Man, we just had my low, and now, sir, all my mentees calling in. You know, I just want to say I appreciate that. But anyways, man, really, there's no question for today. I just want to ask you, man, how was your Thanksgiving, bro?
You know, it was really cool. I chopped it up with the fam. Yes, you sir. Know, I was in Michigan though. Was okay. Not in Columbus.
No. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with traveling for Thanksgiving, man. But you know, appreciate you for calling in as always, and you know, definitely calling in again.
No problem, for sure.
That is it for the call-in section, man. I love each and every one of y'all. Be safe, be smart, be alert, and most importantly, live life, man. And let's be less disappointed, y'all. I'm so looking forward to the next episode. We have another special guest coming in for episode 5, so stay tuned. We'll see you next Monday. Shami Shan out. Peace.